This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, as well as our 9/11 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers, our men and women out there getting the job done coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com to find out more about the program and take advantage of the things that we have over there for you to look at. All right, now, joining us right now, we have the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Edwards. All right, and there they are. Perfect timing. Everybody's out on the porch. All right. Go back in now. There they go. They're back in. See how fast that was?
Okay. Wow, they're quick.
Yep. They are. You got out quick. They got in quick. Okay. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Mr. Ron, we've had a couple of things happen during the course of the evening, which changes things a little bit. Senator Rand Paul, received a death threat, a rather grotesque-type death threat. I can't repeat, obviously, what was said, but he got a death threat package with white powder in it, a disturbing message, a picture of him on crutches, similar to the injury he suffered when he and the neighbor took each other on over there, over the debacle they had. And if you take into consideration what was said on the card, it says, "I'll finish what your neighbor started."
Yeah, really, really bad stuff. And this is indicative of the left in this country, who, you know, the left cannot tolerate people like Rand Paul, who are speaking up for liberty in this country, which he has been doing in recent weeks. Rather strongly, in my opinion. Good for Senator Paul, one of the few that has been consistent in that regard in our government. And, you know, the left is emboldened, Captain, because in recent months they have not been adequately dealt with when they threaten, when they burn property, when they do whatever, go after politicians in front of their homes. So remember when they went I think it was Mitch McConnell, one time in a restaurant, and they've gone to other people's homes, and they were not punished or anything like that. And so this is just a continuation of what has actually been allowed in this country in recent months. And the left has to be contained. If you commit such an act and threaten individuals, whether it be a senator or anyone, you should be dealt with. And unfortunately, increasingly, there has been an effort not to deal with criminals. And here we are. And they feel quite emboldened, and they have a good reason to feel that way.
Well, they're turning them loose.
Yeah, absolutely.
Seattle, Portland, you know, pick a city, they're turning them loose.
Yeah, yeah, and there are a few where they're not, where police are still allowed to do their job. But you're correct, the majority of cities in this country have, mm-hmm. Are turning themselves mm-hmm. into jungles.
Yep.
Uncivilized jungles.
And I want to give a good morning out to George, our friend George. He's saying good morning to me and you.
Good morning, George.
Yep. Now, let's talk about our great governor here in Florida, Ron DeSantis, who a lot of people could take a lesson from. He signed a bill yesterday to stop the big tech censorship of Floridians. This is serious stuff. Twitter and Facebook has been put on notice, on record. If they start canceling a bunch of people down here, businesses or individuals, they better have a really good reason, because the fines go up to $250,000.
Amen. Good, good. Yet another reason why I like your great governor down there. DeSantis understands what it means to protect the citizenry. And when you have these big tech companies almost acting like brutal tin-horn dictatorships in their own right there, and when they continue to intimidate and cancel folks, and this is all part of a huge effort by leftists in government. They're acting like leftist government officials, trying to cancel us out, intimidate us, prevent us from communicating. It's nasty stuff, and it is great to see once again Mr. DeSantis doing what is right on behalf of the people. Thank God you have such a governor.
And a Tlaib ally, I know, here we go, a former Bernie Sanders surrogate, says that they need to stop, the squad needs to stop condemning anti-Semitism.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
See, they want to be able to do whatever and say whatever they want to do. But how dare, can we want to finish this on the other side of the break?
Yeah, we can. All right, hold on. All right, folks, we'll be right back with Ron Edwards. Don't go anywhere. We shall return with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, you are, and coming right up right now is a Ron Edwards Notebook, and what's being brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan, by the way. We'll tell you all about Moss Nissan after you get to hear the Edwards Notebook.
The Centers for Disease Control recently admitted it was telling big fat lies. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, not long ago, the CDC finally admitted what some of us already knew. From the outset of the Corona China virus scamdemic, it was apparent those of us able to see through the bull capital S with a hit game the CDC and their hospital helpmeets were playing on the incurably ignorant masses with the help of local and national media outlets. In fact, CDC numbers revealed hospitals counted over 140,000 deaths from pneumonia, influenza, heart attacks, corona China virus caused deaths. Of course, hospitals were handsomely paid for each time they fictitiously presented any deaths as caused by corona China virus. In fact, the CDC reported 51,000 heart attack deaths to be corona deaths. The CDC has recently revealed that corona China virus is rarely the cause of death among corona China virus patients. Right now, 80,000 patients died from pneumonia, not corona China virus. Personally, I believe that hospitals should be required to return all of the tax-funded money they received for grossly exaggerating the corona China virus death numbers, and along with certain government officials, go to jail for promoting a lie that was used to cause such misery. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
There you go. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And by the way, brought to you by Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Now, Moss is the home of whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And you need to check out the hottest SUV in the market right now. That's the Rogue.
because hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of our listeners that just bought a new Nissan. I was up there Saturday in Newport Richey for a gentleman that came down to buy a Titan XD 4x4. Reason being is because he couldn't get the truck he wanted up in Ohio because of the fact that he couldn't get the chips in the vehicle. They had one down here. Well, problem solved, came down here, and he was one of our listeners, and I got a chance to meet him, and he was happy as a lark. So there you go. Now, they get listeners from all over the country, or buyers from all over the country, namely our listeners, but Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. And it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many, many, many miles of free, carefree motoring with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, clean trade-ins, looking for one? Got them. They got them, and they're taking even more in. If you want to find out what your vehicle is worth, you might be amazed. Go get it appraised by Moss, and they'll give you a check right on the spot. If that's what you want to do, they'll give you a check right on the spot to pay for it. So there you go. And you can upgrade your ride and probably have more money in your pocket than you thought. So Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, with active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all getting a great deal. Don't forget, they have locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura in North Tampa on Florida Avenue. Online, check them out on the web, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, you even save more money. Alrighty, here he is, Rod Edwards. Good morning again.
Good morning again.
We have our favorite question asker on the line, and I can't wait to hear this one. Backgammon Bob, what's the question?
Good morning, Captain.
Yes.
Ron Edwards.
Good morning.
Hey, I saw on the news where up at a Knicks basketball game, they let people in without a mask if they could prove they had vaccination. And what you thought of that. And the second part of my question is, are you still doing your things over on Tuesday at the Mission Barbecue in Tampa?
I am, yes, and we'll answer your questions. Thank you very much. Now, there's something else about the basketball, and I think it might be baseball. Aren't they vaccinating people and giving them a free ticket as a result? Isn't there something like that going on somewhere?
I read that. I don't know if it's at all baseball outlets.
No, it's not all of them.
Yeah, but I read that it's some couple of places.
Yeah.
You know what? This effort to try to get people to vaccinate, it's wrong. I really think it's wrong. Herd immunity is kicking in. And by the way, vaccinations aren't for everyone. If you don't want to do it, I think that's up to you. Government, in my opinion, does not have the right to try to coerce people into take these vaccinations. Now, if a private company wants to and they want to hurt their business, that's up to them. But government should not be doing that at all whatsoever and should not be punishing individuals who believe that these vaccinations are not the best way to go.
Now, listen to this one. How many Ohioans do you think have gotten a COVID vaccine since the governor came out and announced they were giving them free lottery tickets and a chance to win $1 million? How many do you think?
It's well over a million.
It's 2.7 million, and I almost fell over when I heard it.
Yeah, I said,
wow.
Boy, what a bunch. In my opinion, it's just my opinion, but in my opinion, it's a bunch of nitwits. You know,
they want $1 million.
I'm very concerned about the ingredients of some of these vaccinations and what may happen in the future.
No.
And that's only because I read what certain individuals who have worked for instance, Pfizer, and they're very concerned about down the road.
Okay, now to answer his second question, I don't think I quite got it in, but yes, I do have lunch at Mission Barbecue on West Waters. Every Tuesday, 11:30 to 1:30, so stop on by there if you want to, Backgammon Bob. We'll have a good crowd there today. We always do. And we have our regular gang there. The Captain's Army shows up.
All right.
I
have to get down there one day and enjoy you guys.
Sure, absolutely. And Mixon's Fruit Farm, too, down there.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the USDA, and this to me, I'm not going to say a word till you say what you say. The USDA is going to start debt forgiveness for black farmers in June.
What a way to try to start more division and class envy. Mm-hmm. I mean, either you're going to start debt forgiveness for Americans or not. This is just another trick. It's about 13,000 loans that were made by the agency to minority farmers that are going to be made, and another 3,000 loans being made by banks guaranteed by the USDSA. The plans, I just think it's wrong. And they could receive up to $14,000 per family, I believe, from the Biden relief bill. White farmers and ranchers are not included within the definition of socially disadvantaged
neither are Latinos or Oriental.
Yeah, but I just think this is something else that's singling out blacks as losers indirectly, and they're playing games here.
Mm-hmm.
And in my opinion, blacks should not even allow themselves to be played like mm-hmm. this.
Now, I'm going to jump on down here to something different because I'm watching my clock as we move along here. Can the 35 House Republicans who bucked the party leaders and voted for the Democrats survive in the modern GOP?
Some of you can. But overall, I don't think so. If the party continues to not just unite around Trump, but around the principles that Trump was very strong on,
mm-hmm.
and thereby also supporting Trump, I think the rhinos would have a much harder go of it. And the rhinos need to be squeezed out because they're of no use, especially in these times where you need real conservatives from top to bottom mm-hmm. throughout the party in order to restore this republic. So in my opinion, they need to go. Hopefully they do go and are replaced by true conservatives, so they don't need to survive.
Well, a number of them are getting primaried, something they hadn't planned on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they need to. I agree. They should be bumped right out by primary.
And there may have been some real dirty tricks played against the retired Air Force colonel by Liz Cheney up there in Wyoming. She's the main challenger against her. There were some things revealed about him that were not previously known, and they're saying that that was Liz Cheney's people that did that.
I believe it. I wouldn't be surprised, because people like her will try to harm a guy that probably would do very good if he gets elected.
Yeah, and it wasn't bad, it wasn't terrible, it was just something out of the blue. Now, before we go, and because we're going to run out of time here, so I've got one thing, and I'm going to pick this one. Did you know the rumors are circulating and flying all around D.C. that Nancy Pelosi has intentionally tried to sabotage AOC's Green New Deal?
I read that, but I don't totally believe that. I read it. I saw it, but I don't believe with that, because Nancy Pelosi has supported everything that is evil. So, and by the way, something that's good, you're going to be on my show today, this afternoon.
3 o'clock, right? All right, we'll see you.
3 p.m.
We'll see you then. Have a great day. All right, Ron Edwards, homeless to the Edwards Notebook. And I'll be right back with the Brookster, Brooke Says, coming up.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FBI is investigating a suspicious package filled with white powder and bearing an image of threatening violence that arrived at Republican Senator Rand Paul's home in Kentucky Monday. The senator takes these threats seriously. In 2017, he was assaulted by his neighbor while doing yard work, breaking 5 of his ribs. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Monday signed a measure that he says will protect state residents from big tech's power grab on freedom of speech. DeSantis calls it the Big Tech Bill. It allows Florida residents to fight back against deplatforming and censorship, allowing them to sue tech companies for up to $100,000 in damages for each proven claim. Texas lawmakers approved a bill Monday that would allow residents to carry handguns without licenses. Governor Greg Abbott said last month he would support the so-called permitless carry bill, which would apply to people 21 and older and will begin later this year. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Brooke Says from Brooke Talks America is brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. Remember, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com, type in the product code CAPTAIN. Type in the product code CAPTAIN, and whatever's there, you'll get the discount on. All you got to do, MyPillow.com, type in the product code CAPTAIN. All right, here we go. Now streaming out of South Florida up to Tampa, Florida, FLA, we got the one, the only, Brooke Says from Brooke Talks America.
Good morning.
Yeah, they're awake now.
That's how
they?
We do it. That's how we do it. We got to wake up with some Judas Priest.
They are awake now. All right. Well, you know, you've got a lot of great things going here. And let's start out with the beginning, because the Wuhan whiplash is what we're calling it. The liberal media all of a sudden is getting in on the mix and jumping in on this new theory that, well, gee, maybe the COVID lab did have something to do with this Wuhan stuff. Yeah, after first calling it a right-wing conspiracy. Give me a break.
Oh, you don't say, Matt. It's like, it's so shocking that the media got an agenda item accomplished, and now they're changing tune. I mean, who would have known it? Yeah, and by the way, I tweeted out on May 10th, how long till the left dumps the little garden gnome Fauci?
Yeah.
When A, They use him for mission accomplished, and B, it comes out to everybody, including Karen and Ken with their Fauci ouchie tattoos and idiocy, that he is the father of the Wuhan virus. And by the way, everybody needs to go to my website, brooktalksamerica.com, for my article about Fauci, the world's most dangerous fraud. Yes.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Now, Ron DeSantis, our great, 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 great governor, signed a bill yesterday to stop the big tech censorship of Floridians. And, I mean, there's some big-time money involved here if Twitter and Facebook start screwing around.
Good. And I don't think – and we call him Heavy D, right?
Heavy D.
Ron DeSantis.
All right.
Heavy D, yeah. It's something that they call Jesse Kelly.
I know.
Jesse Kelly calls him on Twitter. Okay. So the good thing about this is that even though, look, I mean, they have billions of dollars, so technically the lawyers can fight. But here's the thing. You could do a class action on this. And yeah. Once you throw the marker and, you know, throw the gauntlet and say, okay, well, you're going to get in trouble, at least you've put them on notice. And the other people that want to sue them can join together and you can get lots of money. So it's not even about the money either. Think about this, though. If you had a lawsuit against him, there's discovery. Candace Owens is suing Facebook.
Yes.
Right? So it's the discovery that you can get information on. And that's why they settled. That's why CNN settled with Nicholas Sandman.
Sure.
Right? These companies are going to settle. But if you say, no, I'm not settling, I want to get recourse, mm-hmm. then you can bring it out and show who is making the decisions, who is deciding this, and, you know, what politicians and everything like that. So mm-hmm. I love it. He's awesome.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. I'm going to take a caller with a question. Okay, Mel in Saratoga Springs, what is your question for Brooke? Go ahead.
Oh, yes. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Brooke. Yes, Captain and Brooke. I would like to ask, what sense does it make to take a man-made vaccine to cure a man-made virus? What is the danger here, Brooke? I would like to know. Thank you, Captain, and have a good day.
Okay. Did you understand what he said?
To take a man-made virus to a man-made vaccine?
Right.
Well, I'm not a scientist, but I don't trust the vaccine, and I won't be getting it. I can't really answer the question. You can answer that.
Okay. Well, the only way that I would answer it is I had this thing to begin with back – remember when they're talking about these scientists at Wuhan had it in November?
Yeah.
That's when
I think some people at the station had it too.
That's when I got sick. That was when I got sick, and I mean, I really got sick. I've never been that sick in my life. And after I got better, after a few days, I got better, and they gave me this stuff called hydroxychloroquine. I had no idea what the hell that was. And then I find out they go, oh, by the way, it appears that you had some really bad virus in your system. And then a few weeks later, they come out with this nonsense about the coronavirus and all that. And he says, you must have had what they're talking about because you had the antibodies. But anyway, I got the vaccine because I wanted to find out for myself what was going to happen. But now, guess what? No more masks.
Well, if you're vaccinated, it shouldn't
be
that way. It shouldn't be. That's discrimination.
But that's the way they're doing it, and I get it. And by the way, you heard me talk about Ron with the deal in Ohio where they offered $1 million lottery ticket, and 2.7 million people are trying to win $1 million. Oh, we're all going to win it. But anyway, let's go back to where we were because I want to talk about this New Hampshire thing because this is important. And this is new. This is new. The New Hampshire auditors that are checking the election up there, 2020 election, have found a problem. The scan only counted 28% of the Republican test ballots because the discrepancies were largely caused by, are you ready for this? A ballot fold effect. What the hell is that?
Oh, yeah. And also, in Georgia, there was a sample ballot. I guess it was 900 or something like that.
Yep.
And if it was 1,000, 950 military ballots or whatever it was, all of them came back for Biden.
Yeah.
What are the odds that that guy gets all the votes and Trump gets none?
Zero.
All of this is a joke. Bannon is talking about this on War Room. If you're not watching, you got to watch that show. It's amazing. I mean, he really is. They're talking about all of this. It's a grind, and it really would have been better to have all this foundation laid before the election, But they are losing their minds, like MSNBC and everything. So They've got to grind it out, but that's happening all over the place, right? They're freaking out about Arizona. So you have New Hampshire. I mean, who's thinking about New Hampshire? Oh, New Hampshire's so small, it doesn't matter. It's
well,
only small electoral votes.
I didn't
but,
think
But it's happening all over.
I did not think there was a problem in New Hampshire to begin with, and then we found out about this. But and you
right,
are
but
right.
That ballot fold,
and you
that
are
ballot
right.
fold is a problem because think about
yep.
this. Okay, you have to have the if you're doing mail-in ballots, you have to keep the envelope.
Yep.
So if you have a bunch, if you have a, I think it was like 135,000 in Georgia or something. If you only have 110,000 that have the envelopes and no fold, it means it didn't come in through the mail.
Right.
It means, and there's another thing, there are some ballots that were in sequential order. They were, the marks were not made by pens, they were made by machines.
Right.
These are all things that they expect, this is a thing, okay? They expected this to go away.
Mm-hmm.
They expected people to give up because the Transition Integrity Project with Mark Elias, mm-hmm. another disgusting lawyer, Clintonista, they
yep.
had every single solitary thing planned. They never expected people to keep going because the Republican Party, the right, always gives up. They always get tired. They always move on. Not this time. If we don't do November 3rd, 2020, no other election is going to count.
Well, we can do it, and we need to find out what the problems are. But unfortunately, here I go again. I got to be my little legal eagle. I'm not an attorney, but I know that we can't change the results. I wish we could, but we can't.
Whatever that situation is,
mm-hmm.
the public needs to know.
You bet.
That there was that, and authenticate that there was voter fraud. And I want to bring up, you mentioned Ron Paul, Rand Paul.
Yeah.
Rand Paul is talking about two things that the globalists absolutely cannot happen. And they all have to do with 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The coronavirus. And Fauci,
mm-hmm.
go to my website, read my article,
mm-hmm.
Jim Jones, Charlie Manson, that's Fauci, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He went in on Fauci, and he's talking about the election.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the very few Republicans that actually has the, you know, to talk about this and who actually cares and maybe is trying to represent his base like for 5 minutes, unlike the rest of the Republican Party, you know, save a few handfuls.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they're going after him. They don't go after you if you're not, what does it say? Like, if they're shooting over it, it means you're over the target. So we
right.
need to protect him at all costs. Pray for Rand Paul. But that's why they're going after him, and that's why they're going after everybody else.
Yeah.
So keep grinding to all those patriots in Arizona, Georgia. They're volunteers, okay, by
mm-hmm.
donation, some of them, I guess. You
mm-hmm.
know, people are donating to the fund.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Keep grinding. We're watching. We're praying for you, and we appreciate what you're doing because that's, it's amazing that
yeah.
they're doing it.
And the time
staying
to get,
the course.
And the time to get involved is now, right
yes.
here, right now, today. Don't say, well, I might do. Well, hold on. We'll get
yes.
into all that when we come back. More with Brooke Says from Brooke Talks America. And we're going to let Kathy take us to break. And again, thank you very much for listening, for tuning in, for chiming in. I got to go check all these messages that just came floating in here. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, thank you so much, Donna Fiducia, up there in Carrollton, Georgia, with her husband, Don, at the Double D Ranch, which is a horse stable and ranch, and they'll teach you how to ride equestrian or western, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hua out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Brooke Says from Brooke Talks America, is brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, down there in Sarasota. And all of their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, so you can get that where anybody else might not want to give it to you. Now stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, and remember, give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4500 Clark Road in Sarasota. 941-922-2345 is the number. 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You might get a trip to the back room and get some of that great, great, great pastry that they got lined up back there. Well, guess what? She's coming back.
On the top of the
I think that Brooke said that that's your morning cup of coffee. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I'm literally headbanging in the office right now, I can tell you.
Okay. Well,
I want people to listen. That's what people need to know. That's what people need to feel. That song when the conservatives are coming.
All righty. Okay? Alrighty, well, the conservatives are coming, and we'll get into that in a minute, because we started to say something, and I'm going to say it after we get this point out of the way. Months after the contentious 2020 election of Joe Biden, a majority in the GOP, some 53%, remain convinced that the election irregularities and outright fraud cost Trump a second term. I don't disagree with that.
100%. And by the way, when Lindell went on with Kimmel.
Yeah.
The comment, so he talked about, you know, Lindell looks kind of wild and everything like that. That's fine. So people mock him. They didn't want him on Kimmel's show. The comments, apparently people were saying, well, I didn't know that. And these are not Trump supporters. So the information is getting out there. The media is losing their minds. Half of the media probably on Fox is losing their minds. They're all in on the steal. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can convince me otherwise. Who made the call in the middle of the night to stop the counting? Who in their right mind that has the most minute bit of honesty, integrity, and brain power doesn't say, gee, all the states that Biden needed to win stopped counting on the same night at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
You don't seem that suspicious?
Mm-hmm.
No, they don't care. And by the way, there was a most disgusting tweet, and I'm just going to say this because this is who we're dealing with. Someone said, I don't care if the Democrats were involved in a child sex, covering up a child sex trafficking ring, as long as Trump got out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was a real tweet that someone put that.
Yep.
That's how much they hate Trump. And it has nothing to do with anything legitimate just because they've been conditioned to do so. That's disgusting.
Well, I'll tell you something about Mike Lindell. I talked to him about a week ago for an hour on the telephone. And the thing about him is I told him, I says, I feel really bad about the fact that they were trying to tear you apart for what you did. And I understand that you went and you got all this information and this data, and it's great that you did it, and I have no doubt at all that what you found isn't what it's supposed to be. But the problem was, and I said, Mr. Lindell, they had already declared the winner in the election and certified it, and once they do that, end of story. And not a court would hear it. That's the problem. Not a court would hear it.
Well, they're like, oh, court wouldn't hear it. You had all these lawsuits. Yeah, well, who's in the judiciary?
Yeah.
We have already seen that the DOJ is corrupt. The FBI is corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You don't think it's possible that the judiciary, who's been appointed by the same globalist establishment that have appointed the other people, are in on it or have, you know, complicity? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who doesn't believe that at the very least, and I mean the very least, that it's massively suspicious is just line.
Okay, well, we got two more points
here. And I love Lindell. I love Mike Lindell, I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, he's a nice guy. I really...
He's awesome.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I hope to get a chance to meet him soon. He may
Me
be
too.
Coming this way if he does. I said May. We'll see.
Yeah.
All right, I'll let you know. All right, from Pelosi to Whitmer, 9 Democrats have been unmasked for being the hypocrites that they are about the COVID-19 rules, including Whitmer was sitting with, what, 20 people at a table?
Do you know what she said? Do you know what she said?
I heard her say, I'm so sorry. I don't
know. Well, they do have good pizza. That's what she said. She is going out of her way, the shiny, pinched and plucked Pelosi mini-me, the cyborg of Satan, is mocking her state. Okay? And the same thing with Maine. This is disgusting, and they better do legal proceedings against her immediately. I mean, elections have consequences. Real elections have consequences. Apparently, she might have been really elected. So you can't elect a Democrat. You cannot elect a Democrat. Look at her. She's worse than Pelosi, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't care. Let me tell you, a Democrat has no shame. And I hope there are hate listeners on this show today, okay? A Democrat has no shame.
Well,
and if they do, they should not be part of this party, or they should clean it out, because it's disgusting.
Listen to this one, and this is how we'll close the segment out. Rashida Tlaib, an ally of hers, a former senator's, Bernie Sanders surrogate, says that they need to stop condemning anti-Semitism.
Good. And by the way, I wrote an article about her and the other crazy members, the Fury, it's called the Furious Four. They destroy the Democrat Party. Go on my website and check that out. Here's the thing. Let her keep talking. Guess what she's forgetting? Okay, all the Democrats must be freaking out, and I guarantee you they're going to have to get rid of her. Why? Because Jewish voters, Democrats, give 50% of all donations to Democrats. So let her keep talking. Let Omar and the Comrade Cortez, you know, Jenny from the block, keep talking, because they're going to get in trouble. So as I sit here right now, watch for something to happen to Leib. She'll either be censured or they will sideline her because she's trouble for Democrats. You got to get that money.
Don't disagree, but tell everybody about your website.
Okay, it's brooktalksamerica.com, Brook with an E, or for the lazies, and yes, I did say it, we're joking, okay, btaradio.com. I have a new article, and oh my God, I forgot the name of it because it's 5:30 in the morning.
All right,
fake news media threatens freedom everywhere. It's new, check it out.
All right, yeah. We will talk to you next week. If I don't see you sooner, have yourself a great week.
Okay, good morning. God bless the troops. Bye.
All right, thank you. That's Brooke Says from Brooke Talks America, and, of course, loaded for dynamite and ready to go. And as she said, the song gives her the energy. All right, well, this final couple of minutes, a minute, actually, of the show is brought to you by Everglades Equipment Group. Now, you know, if you're within the sound of my voice anywhere in the state of Florida right now on one of our affiliates, you know there's an Everglades Equipment Group store near you. Now, they're the home of reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. And let me tell you something. Need a lawnmower? Got it. Need a leaf blower? Got it. Need a weed whacker? Got it. Need a 60-inch deck on a little cub, a little John Deere tractor? Got it. Okay. How about a backhoe? Got it. Need to rent some equipment? Got it. Whatever you need when it comes to equipment and it comes to anything related to Everglades Equipment Group. They got a lot of different things there, tools as well. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Go check them out and tell them the captain sent you, and you'll be glad you did. Nothing runs like a deer, a John Deere, that is. And by the way, I go back a long ways with John Deere tractors. That's what my dad had on the farm. Now, keep an eye on the Middle East today. I don't know how they're going to spin this, but Bibi Netanyahu, I saw a few minutes ago some pictures of Blinken meeting with Bibi Netanyahu, and of course Blinken is over there going around the West Bank to Jordan, to Egypt, going to be talking to the Palestinians. Who knows what's going to happen? But, of course, don't forget the deal that the ceasefire was negotiated by Egypt, and money being thrown back into Palestine by the U.S., by Egypt. Jordan, I don't think, is going to contribute any money to the factor, even though that is technically their group in there. But anyway, is what it is. And I'll tell you what, can't wait. Lunch coming up today. See you all up there at Mission Barbecue on West Waters, all that want to attend. I get there about 11:30 and I stay there till 1:30. Have a great day, everybody. Take care. Remember, it's all about we the people here in this program. We the people. God bless America.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elites and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocates Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.